Hi, everybody. Chrissy Nix here with Heart Sink Group. And today I am talking to Natasha, who is all about, body love. She is great about really helping women really get focused on loving your life and loving your body and getting all of those things where you want it to be. Because I know with it being New Year, a lot of women set the resolution to really love the body they're in. But it gets to be overwhelming to a certain extent. You're great for about a month, going to the gym. You know, the routine is okay there sometimes, but not so much the other times. And you can't seem to make it stick. You can't seem to make it work. And so Natasha is going to talk to us today about a program that she's actually developed to help you make it stick, to actually tweak it so that it's in alignment with who you are, and that it's actually going to get you the results you want and the body you love. So hi, Natasha. Thank you for coming.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Christy.
So I love what you're about. And I just love the background that you have with dance and your self-care and all the rhythm of the life that you've created. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are and what made you create such a program?
Well, I started out as a belly dancer, and I've been a belly dancer for many, many years, like 15 plus years. I don't want to admit to how long.
We won't do that.
We won't go into the details, but yeah, it's many, many years. And I loved it. And to let you know, kind of at that time when I started belly dancing, I just felt sort of drawn to it, and there was no, I didn't feel like it wasn't a thinking process like, oh, let me feel better in my body or let me heal myself in some way. It was kind of like, I like this, you know, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. But I think on some level, because at that time in my life, I was, and just to reveal something very personal, but I feel it's necessary to explain my background. It was kind of a raging bulimic. Mm-hmm. And it was, belly dance in part really helped me to kind of start the journey of self-acceptance, of kind of getting back into my body. Because I think when you go through trauma or in some way you reject your body, such as an eating disorder would indicate, you mm-hmm. kind of go out of your body. You know, you sort of don't want to be there. You mm-hmm. know, you're just kind of all about just medicating yourself with food or whatever and just escape.
So
it was already kind of a way that maybe my guides or my intuition was sort of, you know, getting to get me back in my body, to get me to survive, was drawing me or having me become attracted to physical activity. Mm-hmm. And it was really not only that, it was a lot of it's kind of a woman's dance. So there was a lot of sisterhood present in there. So there was, you know, I was in a performing group. I was in classes. So I felt like I got a lot of support and a lot of just company. You know, it was somewhere for me to go to and feel loved and feel accepted and get ready for performances and dress up in really fun costumes. So it became a really important part of my life, mm-hmm. which, you know, I deeply, deeply appreciate and respect and still perform to this day. And I'm involved in the belly dance community. Mm-hmm. Later, however, I found that I was starting to develop postural imbalances because I was, again, you know, not 100% there. I was still battling my eating disorder that I was slowly recovering from, by the way, as years went on. Mm-hmm. My dancing, since I started performing pretty quick, I had some postural imbalances or some things that it was, in some ways that I was performing that was very hard on my back. So mm-hmm. I began to develop aches and pains throughout my body. Mm-hmm. And that's when I discovered Pilates, mm-hmm. Became certified as a Pilates instructor and found that after 2 years of doing Pilates, my body just strengthened. I became much more coordinated. I became more, again, slowly, again, coming back into my body and feeling just in harmony. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, fast forward, I then got a yoga certification and became even more in tune, more aware, started working with certain things like kind of leftover pesky pains and aches I had in my lower back and between my shoulder blades, became aware of certain ways I was holding tension and places I was holding tension. And so it was not a short process for me. It wasn't like, oh, and I discovered this and 12 months later. No, this was years. You know, I was not the fastest learner ever.
Right.
And you know, it was kind of long drawn out, but you know, I got there. Mm-hmm. And then more recently, I also, well, you know, as with all this process, you would think like, oh, you know, I'm doing great. You know, I'm just doing my exercise and just like happy as a clam, but you know, not really. You know, I still had certain things that I just couldn't get through. I'd still certain like persistent, you know, chronic issues and this and that. I was still dissatisfied with some things, like with the way that my day was going. I just wasn't getting, I don't know. Do you ever feel that? Do you ever feel like you're getting a brain fog?
Yeah. It's like there's a piece of you. It's like, you satisfied and started healing on the physical level, but there's so many more levels to self.
Right.
And just our physical self. It usually, you know, the physical self is the last format that we just can't ignore. Right. And so, you know, that emotional level and that mental level, even the connection of spirit, you know, is like the next phase of healing.
It's really interesting. Yeah, you exactly right. You know, because it kind of comes together on all levels. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that, you know, you have to be ready. You know, like the parts of you that are unhealed will come up, will be present themselves when you're ready to face them, to deal with them.
Oh, I totally agree. Right. Mm-hmm.
So at that one point in time, I started becoming very aware of the persistent kind of anxiety that was percolating in my life or in my mind and body. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why is this? This is like the thing that, you know, kind of like the eating disorder and all that stuff is kind of was the smoke from the fire.
Right.
This was the fire. This was where kind of the whole thing was sort of born and generating all these little, you know, annoying things. yeah. So I've figured out, or, you know, it's still in the process of understanding this, but that meditation was really one of the things I needed. And I needed to just infuse myself, you know, still my mind and infuse myself with more positivity, more clarity on where I want to go. Mm-hmm. So, and I found that was very difficult for me. Again and again, I tried to, you know, I had my affirmations laid out. I had this and that laid out. And I was just like, you know, when it's just you and you, you just kind of give yourself an excuse. At least I do.
Right.
A lot of times I'm like, oh, well, you know, it's, you know, when I'm only accountable to myself, well, you know, self, I think I just want to sleep in. Why don't I start this whole thing tomorrow?
I don't even do that right now.
I know. It's like, you know, and then I'd beat myself up later. I'd be like, man, you know, why did I just, you know, not do this? Boy, I just can't seem to follow through with that or that, you know, look at that. And I haven't gotten to that yet. Oh, you know.
Yeah, accountability. Yeah,
it just, you know, and I'm not saying everybody deals with. There's people that I know that are just fabulous. They just pop right out of bed and they do their thing and they set themselves up for the day, or they have their activities really well scheduled, and that's awesome. You know, I'm deeply jealous, you know, like, yay. but it wasn't quite my, you know, like
natural tendency.
Yeah, exactly. My natural tendency. So a friend of mine and I, she's also a yoga instructor and a manager, studio manager, and we started doing this for each other. So we would say, okay, you know, what are you going to do? I want to meditate and I want to do this. And she'd go, okay, what time are you going to get up at this time? And I'm going to call you. So I committed to getting up at 7:30 and she was going to call me an hour later. And I found that to be just incredibly helpful because I knew somebody was going to call me. Mm-hmm. And I still had the same thought in my head when I was about to get up, like, oh, I don't want to get up and do this. But the shift was somebody was going to call me.
Mm-hmm.
And I found, and it wasn't like I was making myself do, you know, do CrossFit or now you got to run 5 miles and call, you know, Kendra. It was more like I just got up, got myself together and I meditated. Then, mm-hmm. you know, if I was ready, you know, if my body just wanted to do 15 minutes or 20 minutes of yoga or some restorative poses, that was fine. I accepted that. But mm-hmm. I found that the changes just from those few simple little things mm-hmm. were amazing. You know, all of a sudden, that meditation, mm-hmm. it was almost like it just made my day, made time Ooh. Stretch for me.
Yeah, go better. I mean, it just almost smooths out your way, having yeah. that morning ritual.
It was like, I can't even describe it. It was like also like that I was able to get more stuff done mm-hmm. and my intuition was there prompting me and I was much more aware of it. Like mm-hmm. like little prompts, like, you know, maybe, you know, wait on this, but get this stuff done. Or this is really the priority. Oh, hey, yeah. you know, bring those packages with you because on your way to this, you can just drop off. There's a post office on the way. These thoughts that made me very productive and efficient and calm mm-hmm. were not there pretty much before I started my routine and my meditation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I, you know what else? This is, mm-hmm. this is now wait for this is really cool. Before doing this routine, uh-huh. Now granted, I didn't expect a lot of changes from just doing 15, 20 minutes because that's what ended up being the natural thing for me. I wasn't doing like Kendra was a little bit better. She was, you know, she was like, yeah, and I did my 45 minute, you know, cardio blast. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I did my 15 minute, you know, nurturing, you know, yoga Pilates. However, right. I found that I had amazing results from just these 15, 20 minutes, like that the exercise you do as well as the self-nurture you do is accumulative,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it still makes an impact because, you know, I had a little cold, you know, and before that around Christmas, I hurt my back a little bit and I just wasn't able to do my usual hardcore Ashtanga yoga routine, right?
Uh-huh.
And yet I found those 15, 20 minutes were so effective that I didn't gain weight. I didn't mm-hmm. pooch out. Mm-hmm. So, and I knew this, you know, sometimes you know things intellectually, like you learn through your fitness study and talking with other experts, but I just mm-hmm. didn't viscerally understand it until it was applied to my own body that your body will actually appreciate you better if you do not overkill the exercise and really be easy. You know, mm-hmm. accept that you're doing 15, 20 minutes, but you're really regular about it. And it will give you the results you need better and easier and in a healthier way than if you're killing yourself, making yourself full of inflammation and prone to injury. And then, you know, and I've seen also people that train with me or train in the same studio where they're like, yeah, you know, I'm going to lose 50 pounds and I'm going to come every day and kill myself. Yeah. And then they hurt themselves and then they're, mm-hmm. you know, then they're out of the game for a good 2-3 months and they are frustrated, they're upset, they gained all even more weight back.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it to be actually counterproductive. So I know I'm like the only one talking and I'm just going on and on. Christine, did you have some questions for me, by the way?
No, you just keep answering them. You just keep flowing into the next one and into the next
one. I know.
You're right, exactly. So it actually is better then to just be consistent. That's really the key is consistency.
Yes.
As little or as much, it's just the consistency.
Yes.
Of doing something.
Doing something and listening to your body. So let's say you wake up one day and you're like, you know what? I just, you know, I'm feeling tired. My head is a little heavy. I'm a little sore from doing something that I'm not used to doing the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have a like carved in stone routine where you're like, I'm going to just make myself do the 10 push-ups or the plank and then do the headstand. No, listen to your body. Maybe just a little core work, maybe restorative yoga poses are fine for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you don't need to, you know, and that's another thing that I think meditation or just, starting the whole process with meditation, your routine meditation, is the mm-hmm. most important thing because then you can just sort of get in tune with your body. You can ask your body, like, what do you need?
Mm-hmm.
And your body will thank you and reward you and give you the results you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be grateful for your compassion for it.
Yeah, you know? Getting connected.
Mm-hmm.
And just asking.
Exactly.
So is there, do you have like a meditation or anything, or a simple way for people to like, cause I'm a mental healer. So mental intuitive. So my mind is running 90 from nothing most of the time. And so I found that, it's taken me a long time to calm my mind down long enough to do, simple meditation. So I usually do walking meditation, or an active meditation. So do you have like a simple meditation or something to where people can, you know, check in and calmly connect to their body?
Well, I started out, there's two. One I have, I don't know if anybody who's listening is going to be familiar with this, but I'm part of a meditation group. They're called the Bruno Gruning Circle of Friends. And it's a healing meditation, right? Which is another tip for people that just can't, you know, really struggle with finding that space within themselves. Maybe if you can find a local meditation group near you, just the power of the numbers, being in a group of people that are also meditating will help you, will give you that reinforcement, help you enter that space easier. And that meditation, you turn on some classical music and you have it in the background. And you sit with your legs uncrossed and your arms and your arms out also uncrossed, palms, you know, maybe hands resting on your thighs with your palms up, sitting up tall. So your spine is lifted, not like soldier kind of erect spine.
Not exaggerated,
just,
right?
Yeah, it's just lifted from the waist. So you allow that energy to come in, and all you're doing is just kind of emptying your mind of thoughts. You're just sitting there, you're allowing kind of the universe to sort of the energy to come in, and you just focus on your intention is really, you set your intention for accepting the healing stream. And there's actually been a lot of miraculous healings that have been recorded over the decades with people that are in this community group, the Bruno Gruning Circle of Friends, that just set their intention prior to the entering the group meditation on healing their bodies. So that is an amazing one. And the other one I do is I'm not going to go in and tell you guys I'm like this awesome meditator. Even if I do 2-3 minutes, I'm happy with myself as long as I'm able to. And this is the key. This is kind of like where I started to see major differences. If you can start to not get emotionally involved with your thoughts.
Okay.
So let's say that you're sitting there and you're entering your meditation, or you're just being present and being open to the meditation, and you have a thought, as inevitably it'll pop in, and it'll be something like, you know, I got to call so-and-so because they have to, you know, I have to report to them, or I have to show up for this appointment. And then you start to, you know, you if you jump on board with that thought, you'll start to, your body will follow, you'll start to create like a little bit of whatever tension or anticipation, excitement, whatever emotions are associated with that thought. However, if you can just kind of see that thought and let it go and just say, okay, all right, and go back to your peaceful place, like a cloud passing, like a boat passing by.
Mine look like clouds usually. They just float past.
Right. That's when you enter a place of power. And that, you know, and it might take a while. And the thing is not to force it. And it's also a powerful thing. Like if someone is listening, is having a hard time falling asleep, if you can just, because thoughts are running through your head, if you can again enter that space and those thoughts become clouds or just, you know, they don't matter. They're just, you know, just think of it like as passing thoughts of this reality, you know, then you will be able to fall asleep like a baby.
I usually focus on the breath. So I bring my consciousness back to, you know, I think of the breath flowing in and out like waves on the beach. And so with that, it's like, you know, breath in and a breath out, and just keeping in that rhythm. It's very relaxing. And it helps you just kind of shift out of your head and basically down into your heart space.
That's true. And, yeah. In yoga, they do practice that. It's a powerful meditation.
Yeah. Just that simple thing. And then just checking in and asking, you know.
Right.
Yourself.
And I love what you said earlier about the walking meditation, because yet another powerful, you know, bonus from, you know, committing to a morning routine is the ability to get answers to whatever is bugging you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, which sometimes you'll come across an issue. So let's say this is a relationship issue or some kind of thing. Somebody just offended you and you just kind of want to, you can't seem to let it go. And if you kind of present that, you know, to God, to the universe, you mm-hmm. know, just in your meditation, like, I'd really like some insight on this. I'd like to understand. I'd like to heal this. And then you kind of go into your exercise routine, whether that's like you say you're walking, whether mm-hmm. some people will be going into yoga poses, some people will want to get on the treadmill. As soon as you're, you know, you get into the rhythm, I bet you your message will come, your answer, your insight into that situation will come. Mm-hmm. And even some of the toughest things that you're dealing with will be answered, dealt with. You'll be given peace around, you know, even, and then when your energy shifts, you'll find that somehow, and I've had people experience this where somehow they, you know, they come to peace about it internally and they're like, mm-hmm. okay, you know, I'm just going to let this go. I'm just going to forgive it. And just somehow miraculously the phone rings and that person's on the phone and apologizing or off, you know, somehow amends are made for that situation. It's quite uncanny.
Yeah. I find that they just, focusing on walking and just letting things just come in and out, things just start popping in and then it's like you release the emotional charge of whatever's making you upset or worried or, you know, very conscious of it.
Exactly.
Bubbles up and then you're just like, oh, okay. And it's amazing how once you give it space, mm-hmm. it just resolves itself. And then you know exactly how to handle it.
Right.
And act instead of react. So yeah, I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
To do some type of active. So if your brain works constantly, you can't seem to quiet it down, then an active meditation, you know, might be a good way for you to start your day. So what are the aspects of a morning routine? What are some of the aspects that our listeners might need to think about having to put them in that space?
Well, I think everyone is unique and everyone has different goals.
Right.
But I will share with you my my morning routine and what's working for me. Mm-hmm. So I will, well, first of all, I'll just share with this as well. I'll take a teaspoon of coconut oil and I'll just kind of do the, what they call in yogic practices, oil pulling. So basically you just kind of hold it in your mouth, you slosh it around. And that is also, I think it's a very great detoxifier. If you wake up with a stuffy nose or, it will help you. It also, I've noticed I had like some little issue with my gums at one of my teeth that would occasionally become a little swollen. And after I started that particular, the oil pulling with the coconut oil completely just went away.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of that. I just do that like clockwork, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Then I have a tall glass of, lemon water. So just water and I squeeze out a couple of slices of lemon in there. Because I find a lot of times we're dehydrated and that's a really great way to alkalize your body and hydrate your body, get you set up for the day. And then I will sit down and I will meditate. You know, and usually at that time, everyone's gone, the house is quiet and I'll just sit at the couch. All the animals are still sleeping. not morning animals in this house.
Yeah.
And I'll just kind of get into that space. And then, you know, I will find I use yoga and Pilates videos. So either I'll do something on my own or if I want like somebody else to guide me, I'll get on this online thing and I'll choose a video that I like that feels right for me that day. And I'll do, you know, and I won't do a long routine, 15, 20 minutes usually is good for me. And that's pretty much, one more thing. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot. I have affirmations. And the one that I like, you put them on little cards. And the one that I really like and what started me on this is the one by Jack Canfield. And I can share this with you or at this later point if you'd like. It's a bit verbose. And it just kind of spells out what I want to achieve in terms of my income, in terms of the grace and ease I want it to manifest in my life. And to the highest good of everyone concerned. And then I have categories, you know, and they change, you know. So this really greatly helps in clarity of reminding you what your big goals are, you know, what you want to experience in life, what brings you joy. Mm-hmm. And I put them in different categories in terms of my relationship, you know, what I want, in terms of my career, in terms of my finances, how much do I want to earn, and in what way, in health and fitness, you know, what do I want to achieve? Mm-hmm. So an example would be, you know, in health and fitness, I wanted to start eating more raw foods, mm-hmm. you know, getting better recipes, using my juicer a lot more, you know, that sort of thing. So you can... You know, and then specificity is great. So you can also put it just not, you know, like I decided to change. I just want, instead of putting a general item, like I want more to incorporate more raw foods in my diet, I put in, you know, I want to learn 3 more recipes this week mm-hmm. that I would think would be delicious using only organic and raw food.
Right. So getting more specific.
Yes. And really? That way... Exactly. So mm-hmm. you're like, okay, you know, this, I can do that. And my brain can kind of wrap around that concept. And then you just create the time in your day to go and go online. Okay, well, this looks like a great recipe. Or maybe people pop out of nowhere and offer them. That'll happen too. If you're very clear about what you want and you affirm it every morning. Mm-hmm. And I would do that usually after my exercise because then my endorphins are high and I'm pumped up and I'm in really in high vibrational or higher vibrational space. Mm-hmm. Where it's and I allow myself to get excited about visualizing these things that I'm going to attract into my life. And another great tip is what I've heard and experienced. It's not the rigor of doing these the repetition of doing the affirmations. It's the ability to get yourself in a positive space and infuse emotion as you're reading them out loud or to yourself. Mm-hmm. That'll attract them into your existence.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us a little bit about your program that you have coming up. I know it's about being your most beautiful, joyful, and fit version of yourself. And I think that's amazing. And so tell me a little bit about what makes this program different and unique.
What makes this program unique mm-hmm. is the fact that we, Kendra and I, my partner, we're going to call you every single day. So this mm-hmm. is not something, you know, we will hold your hand. Mm-hmm. This is not something that we will kind of set you up and give you some tapes or you know, an online information product and then, you know, let you loose. Mm-hmm. No, we're going to carve out your best routine. So if you're not clear about what you want or not clear about
how to get it,
or maybe, you know, I don't want this, but I want to focus more on a meditation, or I really, you know, I'm frustrated with my size right now. I gained a little weight. I can't seem to get there. You know, mm-hmm. then we'll go more on carving out or choosing some exercises that would be best for you. Mm-hmm. But so everyone's going to have their individual routine that's going to work for them. And then mm-hmm. we'll hold you accountable. You know, we'll hold you accountable, not in a, you know, we're not going to be Nazis. We're not going to call you and be like, huh.
Why didn't you do this?
Yeah. What's going on with you? What's wrong with you? You know, right. It's going to be like, okay, you know, in a gentle way, because I believe to shame somebody, because they're mm-hmm. already beating themselves up. So it's not right. like we're not being able to get there is just wrong. You got to help them gently remove that resistance in a gentle way. Mm-hmm. And honestly, and when I started this, and Kendra started this, we were not perfect. You know, there was quite a few mornings we're like, oh yeah, I got this, but I didn't do the meditation or I didn't really give time. I got on the phone call or my dog was da da da. And, you know, mm-hmm. it was just, you know, so it was a process. It was a process, but we forgave ourselves like, okay, so tomorrow will be better. And I got to the point where if I just did my meditation and this and some affirmations and I did my Pilates core work, I thought I did well. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot about self-acceptance. It's about just not quitting, mm-hmm. even if you don't achieve the results or you don't achieve your idea of what a morning routine should be. Because sometimes we get really ambitious with ourselves and we're like, we're going to do, you know, blah, 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 and an hour worth of boot camp. You know, no, you know, just create. So it becomes, it shapes itself. You start out with one idea, what your routine should be, and mm-hmm. then it kind of formulates to what it you need mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in the practice of it.
Yeah, it's like almost like you're finding your own natural rhythm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you know, of course, we will be also available, you know, but via email all the time. So you, you know, if there's something you have an issue with that you have to work out, or like, gosh, I just need, or I'm not finding the right video for me, or, you know, something, or I'm having some issues, you know, like I need the specific routine for me, you know, created for me because I have a wrist issue in my right hand or something. Mm-hmm. We work with you specifically on that as well.
So a lot of customizing for personal.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We want to make sure that everybody gets exactly what they need to just make sure that they're going to just soar.
Right.
You know, and we also have a private Facebook group, of course, because we know that people are going to want to interact with each other and support each other, you know, kind of report their challenges, their successes, that kind of thing. And that's always fun to read and share. Mm-hmm. And something that's recently popped up that I really believe in, one of, and I, you know, just to inject, I have a podcast, by the way, Adventures in Spirit and Entrepreneurship. And I interview wonderful spiritual entrepreneurs, and I've learned so much. One of the my experts, his name is Alex Iglesias. He is actually an expert in shifting your consciousness, kind of transforming in that mind-body connection. And his modality, he uses a lot of modalities. One of the ones I really love is Axis Consciousness. What it specifically does, he is trained to, just kind of dial it back. Let's say that you are coming across a certain internal block. You want to do your morning routine, or you want to achieve a certain goal, and for whatever reason, it's just not happening. You're just either sabotaging yourself, or weird things pop up. You can't get there,
and you just happen. Yeah,
yeah, you're just frustrated. It's like, why is this? Why other people are getting up and doing their thing? What's wrong with me?
Right.
Maybe it's something, you know, and you know, we've all been there. It could be something just deep in your subconscious that you're operating out of, something that's stuck in there, and you're just not even aware of it anymore. He's generously giving us for our clients a group coaching call that's going to lead you through certain key questions for you to easily access the location of those blocks. It's quite uncanny. It's miraculous. He's done it with me, and I just was blown away.
Right.
So it's another little thing that we're offering that we think, because that we were thinking about that. Like, what if someone just, you know, is like us? They can't seem to get there, or they're taking forever, you know, and they need that extra push, you know, even with the accountability. Maybe they're just not, maybe they need Alex, little Alex.
Alex time.
Alex time. And we put that in there.
So you have quite a few resources and all sorts of amazing things available for those who either, you know, are working with you or want to, you know, head in that direction of being connected to, you know, mind, body, and spirit.
Yes.
So how can they connect with you? How can they reach you?
They can simply just go to our site, that which is shapeyourlifeandbody.com.
Okay, all written out? All one word?
All one word.
Right.
shapeyourbodyandlife.com. And I know you'll have it somewhere in your notes, Christy.
Oh yeah.
I'll give it to you, the link, and they will be you know, we have a little video, and they'll be able to see all the information spelled out, all the details of what we're offering. And just to let you guys know, this is our pilot program. So this is the most inexpensive it's ever going to be.
Right.
Because we want to, you know, kind of try it out. We want to give the best service. We want to get feedback from you to what works, what doesn't, you know, and I'm being very honest. We want to make sure that, you know, this is the right thing, that we're really serving people. So I, you know, we thought, well, let's make it very, very inexpensive. So it's very accessible, and people don't mind kind of like embarking on this journey with us. And they're well aware that this is a pilot program.
Right.
So there you go. And then later on, as we hone it down and really get polished with it, we're definitely going to be, you know, a higher price point.
Right, right. So wonderful. Well, I think it's great that you are opting in to handhold and really help people modify what they're doing to fit really who they are.
Yes.
And to tune and trust their instincts, because you already know how to work with your body and get it to where you want it to be. And sometimes it just takes a little extra support, a little extra love.
Absolutely. We all need that support. And I think in our culture, we're kind of told to be self-sufficient, you know, you have to be independent. And, you know, if you want happiness, you have to be completely just happy with yourself by yourself. It's like, oh, come on, you know,
right?
You know, we're social creatures. You know, we need community. And some of us, we just need that extra help, like just to get ourselves going, you know. And it takes, this is a 3-month program, by the way. And then we have a shorter version as well. Mm-hmm. Just that time for someone to really just be with you, just almost 100% of the time to hold your hand and listen to you until you can just go on by yourself at that point in time and maybe even help others, you know. But so, yeah. That's kind of, I'm all excited about it. I could just go on and on at this point in time.
So what's the best way? So if anybody has any questions, what is the best way for them to reach you and ask questions?
Well, my email is bellydancetasha@yahoo.com. So it's all one word, bellydance, one word, and then Tasha. So bellydancetasha, all one word, connected, at yahoo.com. So they can, and I would love it. I would love to hear any feedback or suggestions or just any questions about the program. Absolutely. Just feel just 100% free to drop me a line and then, or go to the site and there'll be a link also form that they can reach both of us, Kendra and I. Kendra is a great friend of mine. We work together. She's also a fitness and yoga instructor. She also has an MBA. She's very, a very focused and compassionate woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like you guys really got a great plan here, a great support system for people who really just want to figure out what works for them and really make it work, and but love Thank themselves in the process. So yeah, so Natasha's program, it's all about, you know, becoming your most beautiful, joyful, and fit version of yourself. And we all, you know, in the beginning need a little help doing that. And so I will send out information. There'll be links on the website to get to hers. So you can ask any questions, any information that you would want about her program and about the help and service that she offers. Thank you, Natasha, so much for being with us. You are just so awesome.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. And thank you for supporting us in this venture and being so kind. And I always love talking to you. I mean, we always, you guys know that we get on the phone and it's just like blah, 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 blah.
I know. It's like, okay, day 3.
I know.
Oh, yes. I love that too.
Me too.
So yeah. So thank you so much. This was so much fun. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to email me, Christy, CRISTY, at ChristyNix.com. I'd be more than happy to answer you any questions or send you to Natasha, in case you can't reach her. And what was your website again, Natasha?
It is shapeyourlifeandbody.com.
Right. So that is a website to go check out. And I thank you guys so much for attending and listening in. And until next time, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.